The Gemara says that when the Yidden went, Anshei Knes HaGedoila, and they captured the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, so, number one, the description of the Yetzahara was, they saw a lion, it was a lion of fire, and it emerged from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they go quickly, and they catch it, and as they catch it, Ishtamit Binisamine, one here of the lion got away, and the lion gave a yell, and the Yidden got very, very scared, because they felt that Mishamayim, they're going to have Rachmanis now all of a sudden on the lion, and it could be this is going to be a problem, everything that they just worked for is going to be undone, so they quickly take this lion, and they submerge it in lead, so like this, it could be yelling and screaming, it's probably doing it out of Yom Hazeh, but at the same time, Mishamayim, they're having Rachmanis, and like this, it can't be heard, but there was one here that got away. The Sfar Makdoshim say, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and others, that we know the Gemara says in Masech, the Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, that La'asad Lo Vayak Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Satan, and he's going to shecht it. And it says, "Halalu boichem, halalu boichem." The tzaddikim are going to see the Yetzahara that was just slaughtered; they're going to cry. And the Rishama are going to see the Yetzahara that was slaughtered; and they're going to cry. The Rishama are going to cry because they're going to see the Yetzahara as this huge mountain. I'm sorry, the tzaddikim are going to see the Yetzahara as this huge mountain, and they're going to cry. They're going to say, "How are we not able to conquer this mountain? How are we able to conquer this mountain?" The Rishama are going to see a little here. They're going to see a chut ha-saira. And they're going to say, because of this, we're going to miss out on all our nitzchias. So the Sfar Makdoshim say, why are they going to see the Yetzahara like a here? It's this one here that got away. This one here that got away. That's what this Indian is. And the emes is, the Gemara says that they were mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. But the truth is, there still is Avodah Zarah in the world. Right? On some level, there is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not gone. It's not on the same level that it once was, but there is on some level Avodah Zarah. And the Sfarim go vaita, and they say that the reason there's a little bit of Avodah Zarah in the world today is because of that one here that got away. I once thought that maybe that's pshat, it's Yidua that the Vilna Gaon said that Nevuah, which was once such a big, important part of the Jewish people, it went away in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Right? In the beginning of Bayis Sheni, all of a sudden, there's no Nevuah anymore. Chag Yischar Malachi, they're the ones who prophesied, right? The beginning of Bayis Sheni, they're from the Anshei Knesset, like they're the Nevi'im Achronim. After that, there was no Nevuah anymore. So the Gaon said, why? Why did the Eibush take away Nevuah? So he said, because the reason we had Nevuah in the world was the Zelu Umazeh Kineged Avodah Zarah. You had this Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, which you see was even a bigger deal than the Yetzahara of Arayis, because if we're going to pick one, it sounds like this was the first one they went after. So clearly this was a huge, huge deal. And the only way to counter, the only way for there to be a balance, the only way for there to be some equanimity between the Tzad HaToiv and the Tzad HaRa was if Le'umas, the fact that you have this Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, there's also going to be Nevuah. But as soon as they were Mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, when did that happen? B'tchilas Bayis Sheni with Anshei Knesset HaGedoila. At that point, there was no Nevuah anymore because we didn't have to have Nevuah anymore. But L'maisa, we know that even though there's no Nevuah, but we know there still is Nevuah. Right, so the Gemara says, Mishtamshim Bebaskel, but it's even more than that. The Gemara says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdosh, Batlu Ruach HaKodesh. Right, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. Mishameisu HaNavim HaChroinim, Chag Yischar Malachi, it's a Mishnah Soitim HaMchesom and Beis. Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. But the Sfar Makdoshim say that even though it says Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael, it doesn't mean that it was Nistalik Lagamri. And the Rai that they all bring is from a Toysvis and Masachtis Bava Mitzia Davchav Tesom and Beis. Because the Gemara also says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdosh, Batlu Kli Schuches. Right, Schuches Levana. There was no Schuches Levana anymore. Freik Toysak. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, it's a mission. Right, if somebody's father leaves him a lot of money, has a big Yerush, and he wants to lose it, what should he do? Yishtamish beklis chuches. He should go ahead and he should buy the Zugisa Chavarto. Right, Toysa, he should go buy the Zugisa Chavarto. But when's the last time you mentioned this Gemara? That was Meidot's Taina to Eldot. He said, if gambling is so bad, why did Bechanan say, buy Schuchas Levana? He should have said, gamble the money. Right, Toysa, it's not so bad. You're not necessarily going to lose your money. But either way, says Toysfis, so you have to say that even though the Gemara says, Batla Schuchas Levana, why Batla the Gamri? It doesn't mean that it was never going to be heard from again. It means far and few in between. It means it's not going to be Shechir. So the Tzadikim all said that that's Pshat also, that when the Gemara says, it wasn't Lagami. There's still a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh. And the truth is, how many Chazals do we have where you find different Tanoim and Amiram at Ruach HaKodesh? We know the truth from the Divrei Chaim, if the Chaim HaKodesh was written Ruach HaKodesh. So we know the idea of Ruach HaKodesh. Soit Hashem Lireyav, Sam Soifer Reish Ches, all the different Raivids, the Advar Matikin. We know this idea. Of course, it was Gil Elio, the Goyen, and etc., etc., etc. I thought there's no Nevuah. The Teretz is. is, the teretz is a little bit. So what's pshat? Why do we have a little bit? I think the teretz is because that binisa, that one here that got away, that little bit of avodah zarah also needs something to counter it. So once upon a time, when the world was raging with avodah zarah, so keneged that, you had neviim that were keflaim kiyotzim mitzrayim. You had neviim gedolim, neviim achroinim, but there was real full-fledged nevuah. Now all we have is a chut asayra. But keneged the chut asayra, we have to have a chut asayra of Ruach HaKodesh to counter that as well. It's the same zelu umazen. I think it's pasha.